I visited the Edward Gorey House today, which is a museum on Cape Cod, not far from where I live. And it's dedicated to this guy, Edward Gorey, who was a writer, illustrator, artist, animator, fashionista, fan of jewelry and ballet. Went to the New York Ballet many, many times during his life, lived in New York and right here on Cape Cod, and in fact was living in this very house that I visited today when he died. He has all sorts of trinkets in the house. He loved elephants, frogs, all sorts of things. And skulls, and you see things collected all around the house. The man was a collector. He has the giant teddy bear from F.A.O. Schwarz, but he had to keep it at his cousin's house in Barnstable because his cats were scratching it. He also loved cats, which I very much appreciate. I was really taken by the place. I think that Edward Gorey is a fascinating guy, and I bought one of his books, which is actually a compendium of 15 of his books, his kind of short books with his illustrations, and they're pretty amazing. I've been kind of reading. I read a bunch of them this afternoon. They're very quick reads. And he designed sets for Dracula, for the stage version of Dracula. Not only that, but the Broadway stage version of Dracula with Frank Langella. I got a shot of his head. Also Terrence Stamp. They did it on the West End as well, I believe. That was when Terrence Stamp played Dracula. I'm fascinated by Dracula. They had a book there. It was almost twice the price of what I bought, which is why I didn't buy it. But it's Dracula, the novel, Dracula, with Edward Gorey's illustrations. So I'm kind of obsessing. Maybe I should have just bought that, but I went with something a little more inexpensive, and also something that I was really, that I really wanted to read. So that's that. That's the Edward Gorey House, Dracula. What else did I want to cover? Oh yeah, they were having an exhibit there called Dress to Kill, where they talked about his fashion choices, including his fur coats that he wore up through the 80s, and he would wear those when he was in New York, and then he'd come out here to the Cape and he'd be wearing shorts and J. Crew shirts. And he loved jewelry. He had bracelets, rings. This was the man. This was Edward Gorey. So I'm still kind of digesting what I've seen. I'm reading the book. He didn't animate it, but he did illustrate it, the opening for something called Mystery on PBS, or PBS Mystery, I guess is what it's known as. And I think that was like pretty famous in its day, if people have seen that. That's Edward Gorey. He's still not particularly well known, although he did become rich from Dracula, because, and this was explained by the tour guide guy, or sort of like the guy who introduced the house. He apparently, Gorey got some kind of crazy deal where he got a percentage of each ticket sold, and the play became a big hit. So he actually became rich off of Dracula and was able to buy that very house as a result. Thank you for listening. My name is Maxwell Haddad. This is Video Nasties. Talk to you again soon. See you in hell. Peace. I watched a strange movie last night. It's a French film. It's newly available to stream on Arrow, and I believe it's from the 60s, maybe the 70s. I'm not sure what year it's from exactly. But it's called A Woman Kills, and the French title is La Femme Bourreau. And this is a film by Jean-Denis Bonnan. Woman Kills, yeah, this is a very strange movie. I think it's an hour and 8 minutes. And I watched, I believe, most of it. I remember seeing, I believe it was a man dressed as a woman, kind of like wandering the streets. A lot of it is silent, but then there's like a lot of dialogue packed into this one kind of like 20-minute sequence, or maybe it was less, maybe it just seemed longer to me because I was high when I watched it last night. But I just remember a lot of dialogue packed kind of together in this one sort of de facto sequence that came after this kind of like virtually silent opening. And then after all that dialogue, it's pretty much like almost like a silent film again. There's music, there's images, but there isn't much dialogue. So I thought this was really interesting. I like the idea of having lots of dialogue and then having none at all, or vice versa. I even wrote a short at one point where, I don't know if I should go into this, but it sort of played with that idea. So, basically, yeah, hold on. I have to regroup a little bit. Let me think. Yeah, so this was a very strange, kind of like surrealist, impressionist movie. I guess I can talk about the short. I'm never gonna make it. So the first half was totally silent. It was all told through images, and then there's kind of like this little thing in the middle which is still silent, but then it's the whole second half, or the whole last part of the short, was just all dialogue, basically. Just the story was told completely through dialogue. So I think it's interesting to have those, the two sides of the coin kind of playing with each other. I mean, I definitely like a lot of dialogue. I prefer a lot of dialogue to no dialogue. I prefer too much dialogue to too little dialogue. But in the case of this movie, I thought it was interesting. I mean, this is not like a particularly narrative movie, as far as I could tell. It's more about images and perhaps mood and vibe, and yeah, it's kind of more of a silent film, really. So that's Woman Kills, available to stream now on Arrow. Thank you for listening. My name is Maxwell Haddad, and this show is called Video Nasties. Peace.